Well, it was a history-making night, Friday night, out at the Bulldogs Competition Gym. Some milestones reached, and we want to certainly stop at mid-season here and recognize those. Jed Copperud picked up win number 100 as the Lamar's head coach. That's always a good milestone. And then Addison Dreckman, of course, became the all-time career scoring leader. So let's talk to the two of them. Jed, we'll start with you. Congratulations. I know... the two of you are probably the least or the most humble people I know that never want to talk about yourselves very much, but I'm going to ask you to do that just a little bit here. Got to think it's not too hard to look at one of the most favorite victories out of the 100. That was probably last year in Des Moines.
Yeah, that's right up there, Denny. I'll be honest with you. That was an incredible moment. I'm never going to forget that ever. But actually, it was kind of funny. My dad asked me that same question actually last summer. To be honest with you, in all those years I've done it, my favorite victory was the Sioux Center game last year at home, mostly because, you know, I look at these girls, and through the years they had played Sioux Center, you know, and had never beaten them before. And I think the joy in the locker room after the game is something I will never forget. I've never seen a locker room celebration. I've never seen girls that excited before. And I know that victory meant a ton to them. And I think how it happened, too, you know, how we were down 8 going into the fourth quarter, showed more mental toughness than I think any team I've ever had. We came back, and Sydney Baumgartner hit those 2 free throws. Madison had a huge block on the other end right after that, and ended up winning in a packed gym and on our home court. So, you know, Des Moines was memorable, beating Lewis Central, getting to the semis. But honestly, if you had to ask me, and you know, what my favorite one ever was, it would definitely be the Sioux Center game at home last year. Plus, there's something about, you know, Sioux County team and beating Sioux Center, and that was their first regular season loss in a few years. That honestly, you know, that would probably be at the top of the list for me.
So a few days later, you beat Western then by a point. That was quite a week for Sydney. I remember last year she hit that drive-in layup to win that. Let's talk about this young lady we're going to visit with now. What's Madison Dreckman meant to this program, to you as a head coach?
Denny, to be honest with you, I don't think we have enough time in the interview to quite express our gratitude to Madison Dreckman. You know, so I'll just try and summarize as best I can. You know, she's made a huge difference and a big impact on our program, all the way down to our youth levels. You know, our young kids just really look up to her and have really, you know, just thought she's been a hero to them for years, and they love coming to watch her play. And to our young kids, she's meant a great deal. To our high school kids that have graduated in the last few years that played with her, along with the kids who are playing now, I can't tell you enough about what she's meant to them, too, because, you know, her work ethic has impacted other people and their work ethics as well. It's been incredible to watch her bring other people with her to the gym and to the weight room. And I don't think people realize how much she's had to sacrifice and how much she's had to dedicate herself to get to where she's at right now. And I always think the true sign of greatness is how much you bring out in others. And I feel like she's brought out just an incredible amount in other people around her, and her teammates especially. So she's made a huge difference, a huge impact on all of them. And on top of it, she's an incredible student, represents our community really well. You know, she'll always be a Bulldog, and like I said, that's just summarizing it just briefly. Probably the most coachable kid I've had, and we're always on the same page. And as a coach, I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. So, you know, like I said, I don't want to take up the whole interview just talking about Madison because I honestly could. But that's a little bit about what she's meant. And I'm really excited to watch where she's going to go from here because I honestly feel like her best days are even in front of her. It'll be fun to watch her succeed after high school as well.
She's headed to Nebraska Kearney. She committed to that before the season started. Actually wearing a Loper shirt here today, her sweatshirt, the Antelopes from Nebraska Kearney. Well, you surpassed Beth Swift, and I got to be honest with you, Madison, I thought that was a record that wouldn't be broken, but it took 20 years for somebody to come along to knock that out. And you're going to have, you still got about half a season left here, a lot of games to go. You're going to put that thing at a pretty high bar for somebody else to try and chase down someday. But really exciting night. You had a chance to do it on Thursday night. You had a lot of family here. I know you felt some pressure that night. So kind of nice to get that out of the way early on Friday then.
Yeah, for sure. Honestly, it wasn't like going in, I need to break it, anything like that. But it was super cool. I think the thing about Beth Swift is like she has so many records, and it's been super cool to like see, you know, how close I've been in a bunch of them. And she, like, went to Kearney, too, so that's really cool. But, yeah, I think breaking that record was super cool to me.
You've never met her, though, have you?
I never have, actually, no. I hope I can. I mean, I had her mom as a teacher, and I talked to her a bunch, but, yeah, never met Beth Swift at all.
She was a little like you, a little mic shy, but and real humble too. And you have a lot of similarities like that. But boy, she could. She was really a complete player. And you know, I can just read your stats here. You're scoring right now at about 18.1 a game. Lead the team in 3-point shots. You're 34 of 99 there. Going into the Spencer game on Tuesday night, 34% there, 74% for the line. Pulling down 6 rebounds a game. You lead the team there. 3.1 assists, second only to your sister Kylie there. And leading the team in block shots, 1.9. And I go through that list only because, to me, that's a complete player. And you've really, I think, prided yourself on becoming a complete player through your career.
Oh, for sure. I think, I mean, it would have been pretty easy to just, you know, I'm super tall, focus on post, like sit in the lane. And it would have been easy to do that. I mean, my dad is a post coach and always has been. But I think, you know, I don't even know when it was I decided – it's so much easier to score and get everyone else involved when you can have fundamentals, not just put yourself in a box as a post player. And then, I've definitely prided myself in being able to develop everything, not just in the lane. So.
How exciting has it been to play with Kylie and your cousin Jaylen? I know you kids, you just watch you out on the floor. You look like you're on the same page so much. You played a lot of basketball together.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we've played since forever. I mean, I played with Jaylen, travel team, AAU, and then obviously this, and this is the first year I've ever played with Kylie, like, fully starting back in the summer. And it's been super cool. Definitely with my dad as a coach as well. It's, I mean, you always say, like, your teammates are your family, and we actually are. It is super cool. I mean, we do buck heads a little bit more than a usual teammate, I'd say. But, yeah, it's fun. Overall, it's fun.
Does Kylie ask you for advice, or do you give any to her, or do you wait for her to come to you?
Probably a little both. I mean, the main thing I didn't actually see coming was when we get home, Kylie gets it more than I do. Oh, like, I've always been, like, you know, like, me and my dad, like, he will tell me how the game went, like, you know what I mean? Like, talk over it and kind of, like, not yell at me, but you know what I mean? Like, when you get home, but I think Kylie gets it more than I do now, which is, I'm like, yeah, I'll get used to it, because when I'm gone, it's either going to be even worse, but I don't know, yeah. We do talk a lot about basketball. Even the snap basketball stuff, we've definitely become closer since we started playing together, so.
I know as you entered the season, you already had the college choice kind of behind you. That was a relief to you, I'm sure, because that recruiting stuff, I can't say I experienced it ever in my life, but I heard a lot of war stories about what that's like. Not always such a cool thing to go through, but you're happy with your choice, and pharmacy's kind of caught your attention. I know you work a little at the Hy-Vee Pharmacy, and your mom tells me that's something you're maybe going to pursue.
Yeah, I haven't made any decisions or anything like that, but it's super cool to be able to see, like, that field and stuff, and it's definitely one of my top choices, for sure.
She came into the season. What did you feel like maybe you needed to get better at?
I think I made an emphasis to me coming in that I am, like, the leader now, because, you know, last year I was still in the leadership position, but we had a bunch of seniors, and we've all played together well, so it, like, really wasn't a big emphasis, whereas this year we have a ton of sophomores and underclassmen where – if they make a mistake, they're, like, get super down, like, they don't have the maturity or, like, the experience. So I think I made a super emphasis to be able to bring them along and, you know, help them through it since they haven't been. This is all new for them. So that's definitely, like, team-wise. And then I think individually just still being able to push myself. You know, I am going to the next level to play basketball, so there's so many little things I can improve on that are going to help me. So still focusing on that as well.
I know the goal is to get back to state. That's going to be one of the missions yet to be accomplished here. Still in the conference race, too. This win on Friday night over Western was big, and you got Cherokee coming to town Friday night. That's a big game coming up.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we always battle with them, and they're a physical team, and they're really good. So, I mean, I'm super excited. We all are. We have that one marked on our calendars for sure.
You've been able to stay injury-free, and probably shouldn't even bring it up because I don't want to jinx you, but you really have taken good care of yourself physically, and you've been fortunate that way. And to break records like you're breaking, you got to stay healthy to do it.
For sure. I think that's probably mostly the weight room. I mean, being able to get it, we get in there all year-round, season, out of season, so being able to take care of your body that way and keep it going instead of wearing down, I think the weight room definitely is – credited to that.
Well, you really have been fun to watch. And, folks, you have just a few more games to watch this young lady play. As a sports announcer, you know, this is the thrill of what I do, is to get to watch somebody like you come along. And you're just one of those people that come along about once every 20 years, it seems like. We get a chance to enjoy somebody of your talents. So we wish the best for you, and we're certainly going to watch you progress to the next level. And we'll not forget you. Your name's going to be on that leaderboard as folks come into the concourse of the Lamar's gym, and you'll be long remembered for your contributions to Lamar's basketball.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
The daughter of Shane and Tracy Dreckman, Madison Dreckman, ready to close out her career here in the next few games as the Bulldogs make this run here to first a conference title and then hopefully another regional championship and then on to state as we anticipate this close to the 2018-2019 season.